On Saturday, the 16th of October, 2004, the citizens of the City of Vancouver will vote in a plebiscite on whether city councillors should be elected as they are now at large or in a ward system, whereby the city would be divided into 14 wards. We intend to feature both sides of the referendum and have extended an invitation to the Yes Committee, which as of this morning has gone unanswered. However, today we'll talk to the No side, and from the No Wards Coalition, joining me on the line is Vancouver City Councillor Sam Sullivan. Sam Sullivan is the longest-serving current member of the Vancouver City Council, currently serving his fourth term. He was first elected in November 1993. In May, he was appointed a member of the Order of Canada, in part to honour his not-for-profit initiatives in helping people with disabilities overcome obstacles in daily living. Welcome to the commentary.ca, Sam Sullivan. Good morning, Councillor Sullivan.
Good morning.
I am, as of today, undecided, so this interview, as well as the one that I hope to do with the Yes Committee, that'll help me decide what to vote for on the 16th.
You and 61% of the citizens are in the same boat.
Really? Now, do you expect to get a high turnout on the 16th?
No. Our staff suggests, based on historical data, we are anticipating a 10 to 15% turnout. We did a poll earlier that was a council-funded poll that showed that of the 602 citizens randomly polled, only one out of the 602 considered the ward system in their top six priorities for the city. So this is not something that the citizens are clamoring for in any way.
So that runs that your poll runs contrary to the one that Thomas Berger cites in his letter to council, that 50% are in favor of wards and 29% are in favor of a partial ward system and only.
No,
20.
What he did was he did a mail out, and of the people who responded, that's the kind of response he got. This was a professionally done random poll that telephoned people and did a very detailed poll that dealt with most other issues of the city budgeting, and they also at the same time then asked the open-ended question, what was your top six priorities, and that's where we found that information.
Mayor Campbell says that wards are an enhancement to civic democracy. You disagree with that? Why?
I do. Currently, every citizen of Vancouver gets 10 votes. Every citizen can influence the makeup of the entire council. The ward proponents want the citizens to trade in their 10 votes and get back one. They will then be able to influence only 1/14th of the council, and they will only have access to one out of the 14 councillors. Currently, every citizen can contact all 10 councillors or decide which of the 10 that they get along with the most. If you live in a ward system and your ward councillor is not effective or disagrees with you, you've basically lost your voice.
Is this really just to fulfill that election promise that they made in 2002, the mayor and Cope?
No, I think what it is it will certainly goes against the election promise, which on October 30th and November 1st, the mayor of 2002, the mayor promised that there would be a referendum in 2005. This is 2004. We were supposed to have a proper referendum in 2005 where we would actually get a decent turnout, maybe a 50% turnout, and it would be done for free. Currently, the referendum that we're hosting will cost $700,000, and it will only get a 10 to 15% turnout. If we had waited 1 year and done it according to their election promise, we would have saved $700,000 and got a decent turnout, and we would have had a true democratic expression of the will of the people.
What's the reason that they're giving for going earlier?
Well, the reason they gave in the council, which I was quite surprised at, is that they don't believe they're going to get elected next term, and they don't believe that the new council will actually fulfill the will of the people. I thought that was fairly cynical, that the reason that they're going for this early referendum is they don't think they're going to get elected. I believe they think that with the ward system they will get more people elected.
September September 17th, your website, No Words Coalition, that's KNOWARDS.ca, said that the taxpayers were funding, were paying for the salary for Jeff Meigs, who is the mayor's communications director, and yet he is listed on the Yes Committee's, he's part of the Yes Committee. What has the response been to that charge?
Well, I got a very, you know, I had a quite an altercation with the mayor's office, and but I believe that they are going to stand down from helping the Yes Committee. I don't believe it's right for taxpayers' money to go toward the Yes Committee. They've already spent $1 million chasing this COPE initiative, $700,000 for the referendum and $300,000 for the Berger report. Now they're going to fund and pay for the operational expenses of the Yes Committee. I think that's wrong. You know, we and the No Committee are doing our best to raise money from concerned citizens, and I think that's the way it should be done.
Mayor Campbell also said that wards would reduce the power of the political machine and that average citizens would have a better chance for running for mayor, for office. Are you seeing that the people are shut out of the system as it is now when we're electing councillors at large?
Well, I would ask people to really think this through. Who is pushing for this ward system? It's not the citizens. It's not even the independent candidates. They didn't have a say in this. COPE is the one that is driving this whole process. And the citizens should ask themselves, do they really think that COPE is so adamant about pushing this thing through this year if it would reduce their own power? I think there are, we have ward systems in the provincial and the federal level. All of them have party machinery and systems, and I don't think that we're really going to see much of a change in Vancouver.
Now, when you vote no, as you will, is that at the same time a vote for the status quo, that the at-large system works and that it is what needs to be in place rather than wards?
No. Every member of our coalition believes that the current system can be improved. And so what we're in favor, and we say that a no vote is a vote for a renewed at-large system. We think there are ways to deal with the legitimate concerns around the at-large system that we have. And we've identified at least two and possibly three. Certainly the real big one is the at-large ballot, which has, you know, over 100 names on it. And people should realize that the ward system, or the ward system that is recommended, will still have the mayor, the parks board, and the school board elected at large. So there will be one quarter of the ballot will be affected. So there will still be over 100 names on the ballot. It's just that there will be wards with the council only. Now, we had tried a number of years ago to get the provincial government to change the rules for being a candidate. Currently, any citizen of the city only has to get two signatures to be put on the ballot. We think that that encouraged frivolous candidates. We want to go to a system where every candidate must have 20 signatures on the ballot, and we believe that that will immediately reduce the size of the ballot significantly, and we'll get rid of the candidates that just aren't serious and that just want to get their name up on the ballot for fun.
What about what Mae Brown says? Well, why don't we just implement wards now and then wait and see what'll happen?
Well, I think that's a pretty reckless way to deal with the future of the city. We have a city that is rated number one in the world. There are three European agencies that have compared Vancouver with hundreds of other cities in the world. And Vancouver has come up in all three times as number one. This is a pretty significant achievement. We are also the city that is the only city in Canada with a AAA credit rating. Obviously, something is going right here. Most people would say that Vancouver is very well run, And the question, I guess, really is, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. We know that the ward system is used to manage some of the worst-run cities in North America. Pick any city that you think is a nightmare city, and 99% chance it will be run by a ward system. So the wards system will not be a panacea. It will not automatically make everything wonderful. Every ward city in the North America rates lower in independent objective criteria than our own Vancouver at-large city.
Now, would you have been more comfortable had the Electoral Reform Commission looked at other reforms rather than just go into wards directly?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, there are other... I wish that they had done, and I actually moved a motion, that we would have a citizen assembly.
Like now, the provincial government?
Yeah, the provincial government has a wonderful system in place where 180 volunteer, well, actually they're randomly chosen citizens from all over the province, have been deliberating for about a year now on what to do with the provincial ward system. Because our provincial government is elected by a ward system. And what are they saying? They have issued their first statement a couple of weeks ago, and it said they will be recommending getting rid of what? The ward system. Provincially, the citizens group have decided the ward system is not good enough for the province. Meanwhile, we have one political party in Vancouver who says that we should have the same thing they're getting rid of provincially. I like what's happening in the Citizen Assembly. They are discussing the future, not the past. Remember, the ward system was created in the 1800s, and I think there are some good things to say for the ward system, but I believe you also have to be living in the 1800s to appreciate them. I think that the new electoral forms, STV, preferential, mixed systems, deliberative, non-deliberative, the whole discussion around electoral reform has become much more sophisticated and nuanced than this old issue of wards or not wards. I think it's not doing a service to Vancouver. And in fact, when the World Urban Forum comes, some of the most significant, sophisticated urban thinkers in the world are coming in 2006. If we get a ward system, I'm going to be embarrassed. I mean, that's not anything progressive. We shouldn't be proud of that.
Now, looking at your website, you say that taxes will definitely go up under a ward system. How would that be possible?
Oh, absolutely. Because of the proposal that is made for us, Berger has said we want 40% more politicians. So if we vote for a ward system, we get 14 politicians, not 10. And his recommendation 5 says that every politician should have additional staff. That was not quantified, and that's the big question. We don't know how much it's going to go up. The yes side says it will go up $630,000. The no side says it will go up to $4 million because that's the same rate that Toronto funds its ward system. We all agree taxes will go up. We will get more government. What we don't agree with is how much it will go up and whether we'll get better government.
What's the threshold for this passing on the 16th? Is that 60%?
Well, they have reduced it from 60% to 50% plus one. So if we get a 10% turnout, 5% of the population could dictate to the entire city the future of our city.
Will that mean then that you'll be getting out the vote more, or will they be getting out the vote more? Or I mean, I don't understand how... If the voter turnout is higher, would that sway the result? Or?
Well, we know that less than 40% of the population actually even knows what a ward system is.
Right.
So it's not an easy sell. People just aren't interested. As I said, only 100 out of 602 people even thought it was on the top 6 priorities. So it is going to be hard to get people out, and I thank you for your efforts to get the word out, but it's a hard slog.
So at this point, you said 61% are undecided?
Right now it will be 50%.
No, but 60% so far of the undecided vote.
Oh, 61% are undecided according to the Ipsos Reid poll last year.
Okay, so I guess getting them to decide what to vote for, I guess, is the key. Have you decided yet whether you'll run in 2005 or?
Well, my concern is around my own vision for the city. I believe that there are some significant issues around inclusive neighborhoods and densification. I believe both of those are essential. And what the ward system does is it empowers NIMBY groups. What happens is, you know, if we want to put a social housing unit into a neighborhood, we get 200 or 300 angry residents saying, you know, we don't want any poor people living in our neighborhood. And if we try to densify, we also get a very similar reaction. But I believe for the sake of the environment, we need to densify. And for the sake of our own social good, we need to have inclusive communities. So under a ward system that empowers the NIMBY groups, that makes everything parochial, I don't see how I would be able to work on the issues that I think are important to the city. Therefore, I'm very likely, you know, you never say never, I guess, but the city government will lose a lot of interest to me.
If they go to wards.
Yeah.
Would you run for mayor then?
Oh, I think the current mayor is unbeatable, and that's really not a great interest for me in any case.
What has the reaction been when you're out campaigning or you're out at public forums? Are the people that attend those things, are they already on one side, or do you get undecideds going to those things?
A lot of people already are committed to one or another position, but I do find that there is a very great lack of understanding about the issues that I've been portraying to you, and the fact that politicians tend to micromanage when they're in a ward system, mm-hmm. and they tend to govern when they're in an at-large system. Most people have never even thought of that. All they think of is that they're only going to have to put one X down beside a name, and that's very attractive to them. But they don't really realize how it's going to affect the way the city is actually governed.
I've never asked a city politician this, but voter turnout is always low at elections, and as we'll see with this referendum, it'll be low as well. How does that, does that encourage you or does that discourage you from participating when so few people actually do care and actually do go out and exercise their vote?
Well, I think I've heard different analyses of low voter turnouts. Some say that if people are satisfied with their government, they don't bother to turn up. That is the sort of the better side of that. Other people feel that they just haven't paid enough attention and they don't want to accidentally vote for someone that they shouldn't be voting for. And I actually understand that motivation, and I believe that a poorly informed vote is probably worse than no vote. If you're actually in the current democratic system, spin doctors and ad agencies do very well because they can sway the uninformed voter. And so there are real problems around people voting when they don't even know what their what the issues are. So I'm of two minds about that. I'd love everybody to be informed, and I'd love everybody to pay attention. But that's not the reality.
So if you're talking to someone who, like me, who's undecided, and you had a minute or so, what would you say to them so that they would vote no on the 16th of November? October, sorry.
Right. Well, I can tell you that your taxes will go up, but that's not a good enough reason to vote no. I believe that under the ward system, you will get politicians who micromanage, who will be parochial in their thinking, and your access to council will go down from 10 councillors currently to one councillor. And if you want an example of the ward system in action, look at the RAV line. In the RAV line decision, the politicians who represented areas that benefited from the RAV line voted for it. Those who didn't benefit from it voted against it. And if you like the RAV line decision, you'll love the ward system, and we'll see more RAV-type decisions in Vancouver.
Councillor Sullivan, thanks so much for joining us. I would have loved to talk about RAV and other civic issues, but I thought I'd confine it to wards today so that we give the opportunity to the yes side to do that as well. And the No Wards Coalition website is www.nowards.ca, K-N-O-W-A-R-D-S.ca. Councillor Sullivan, thank you again for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Councillor Sam Sullivan here on thecommentary.ca. I'm Joseph Plano.